Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are learning Masechta Midos. We're in the second parak, Mishnayos Dalet. And hey, we've been describing the description of Har Habayis, and the Mishnah says, "Kol Kesalim Shahayu Sham Hayu Gavoim." There were very tall walls in the buildings of Har Habayis. Chutz Mikosal Mizrachi, except for the eastern wall. Shalkoin Asori Fesapara Omid Berosh Har Mishko Miskavim Beroa Bepiskol Shalheicha B'Shas Azoas Adam. When it came to the east side, so the Kohen who was burning the Parah Aduma on the Har Hazesim should be able to look over from Har Hazesim and see the Pesach Haichal as he's sprinkling the dam, so he knows which way he's supposed to intend. Ezra says, so going back to the description of Har Habayis, moving in past the Azara, we have the Ezra Sanashim. We continue in the process, moving from the Chel to the we went from the Har Habayis to the Soreg, we went from the Soreg to the Chel, we went from the Chel to the Ulam, and then we are now in this Shar. Ezras Nasim, and that was Orech Meo Shloshim Mechamish, Orech Meo Shloshim Mechamish. It was 135 by 135. Abra Lishko Sayu Abra Mikto Seder, or four, the marked off areas, offices on each of the corners. Shalarboim Arboim Amma, each one was 40 Amos. Loayu Mikoros, they didn't have roofs on top of these offices. Zakache Nasidim Liosh, and Amar, that's why it's going to be Bishar, Binyan by Shlishish, and Amar, Eltini El Chatzer Achitona by Abirino Abbas Mikto'e Achatzer. Bein chatzer miktoa chatzer chatzer miktoa chatzer ba'abas miktoas chatzer chateros keturos, right? Bein keturos el sheinu mikuros. What do we mean when Yecheskel says that in the future he's going to see it that way? He says he's going to see these small little offices, which are 40 amos, not so small, and they are going to be keturos. Keturos means that they are going to be without ceilings. Umahayu mishamshos. What were their jobs? Each of these four sections. Dromus Mizrachis on the southeastern corner. He Hiya Lishkas Nazirim Shasham Nazirim Rivashal Neshalmeim. That was the Lishkas Nazirim. That's where a Nazir at the end of his Nazirus would go along and cook his shlamim. Umagalchan Asan, and they would shave his hair. Umashalchan Tachas Hadud, and they would put it underneath the fire. Mizrachis Tzvonis on the northeastern corner. Right, he is a lishka saitzim. That's where the lishka saitzim sheshama kol and balimum and masli and aitzim. That's where if a kohen was a balimum, he couldn't do the avoda inside. During his family's time, he would be checking the wood to make sure that there it wasn't wormy. Bechol eitz shenim sabovu tolas pasul me'agabi a mizbech. If a piece of wood was wormy, it couldn't go on the mizbech. Tzvonis marav is in the northwest. He is a lishka samitzorayim. That's where the mitzorayim's lishka was. And my rabbis dromis, Amar Belezer ben Yaakov, shachachti my samish ameshes. That last corner, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, I forgot what it was used for, but Abishol Omer, Shamayu Nostin Yayim Bishaman, that was a storehouse. Vehi Haisa Nikris Lishka Space Shamnaya. He says it was called the Lishka of the Shmanim. Vechalaka Haisa Barishona, Vekifua Kitzrotra. Right? It used to be. It used to be the Ezra Sanashim, this Ezra Sanashim, once upon a time, it used to be a very, very smooth wall, and then they put after it, they put a Gezustra, Shanashim, Roos Milmalan, Ba'anashim Milmatan, Kadesh Loyu Muravim. During the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they made a separation in order so that the men and the women wouldn't mix during the Simcha. From the Ezra's Nashim, there were 15 steps to Ezra's Yisrael. This would be compared to the Shir HaMalos, the 15 Shir HaMalos in Shalayim. That's what would happen when on those steps the Levim would sing the Shira. Lo ayu trutos, ela mukafos, kechatzi goren agula. These steps were not straight. They were rounded, like a half a moon, right? Like in that fancy wide space, so that people would be able to see the difference over here. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful, terrific day.